Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think it's so important to keep a line tied to Jesus. If you can kind of just picture that, all of this, the emotions that you're feeling are right and appropriate, but I think inviting Jesus into those and saying, I can't even see my hand in front of my face. I'm going to have to trust you to lead me through this season and find whatever beauty could be buried in the soil of this battlefield. The book really does go through a whole year. We try to look at if you land in a crisis, the things that are hard to face that first year. For me, weddings were really difficult to face, and I'd have to duck out during the father of the bride dance. And they just our American holidays, especially, are deeply rooted in emotional soil. And so they serve as mileposts in our lives. You hit the 4th of July and you remember what you were doing last 4th of July, and was it better or worse, and who did you have with you, and who don't you have with you this year? So holidays really do trigger a lot of very deep, and again, as I'll say many times, appropriate emotions. But the trick is, how do we bring those emotions into alignment with the peace of Jesus Christ? And so the book takes you through all of those, and that's very difficult. But Jesus was built for difficult.
You wrote, sorrow serves as a tether to his presence. It keeps us needing him and leaning into his story. And his story, in his story, there's joy, finished, flowing joy. You know, we just hate the grief. And there's times, I think, where we medicate or we try to push it away. And I love how you say lean in, because right in the midst of it is where we find him. And so talk to that person. We just have a moment before we go to break. But I mean, practically speaking, how do I lean into pain that feels like it might swallow me alive?
I think for me, it's been important to walk all the way through some things in terms of memories and looking at some pictures. And for me, writing is a very big deal. I write out my grief to Jesus, and I say, these are the things that I'm really missing right now and the things I wish, and here's the ways I feel really sorry for myself. Would you come into this? And that really helps me kind of connect the dots between my pain and his purpose and bring it back together again. And so writing is helpful. Some people do art. Some people need to process it verbally with a friend or a counselor, but there's a way to not just push it aside. Find a way to bring it out in the open, not be defined by it, but lean in enough to let Jesus come into the story.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.